current trend in Ghana's payment systems government is being driven by economic, financial, public policy factors, as well as a growing local ICT industry and global trends in payment systems development. Mr. Chairman, the development of a digital financial services system in Ghana has been premised on the following key objectives: to prevent and or contain risk in payment, clearing, and settlement systems, to establish a robust oversight and regulatory regime for the payment and settlement systems, to bring efficiency to fiscal operations of the Ghana government, to deepen financial intermediation, to discourage the use of cash for transactions whilst encouraging the use of paper-based instruments for payments as part of the short-term development plan, to promote financial inclusion without risking the safety and soundness of the banking system, and to develop an integrated electronic payment infrastructure that will enhance interoperability of payments and securities infrastructure. Mr. Chairman, in 2014, the government of Ghana joined the Better Than Cash Alliance and committed itself to a program of transiting from cash to digital payments. For Ghana, the transition to electronic payments will bolster the effectiveness of fiscal operations through efficient receipts and payments and security of government transactions. It will help to eliminate waste and leakages, ensure a strong transaction audit trail. Pursuant to this objective, Ghana tapped from the knowledge and technical expertise offered by the Alliance and its members to conduct a diagnostic study and accelerate the shift to digital payments and to deepen financial inclusion. Ghana, in collaboration with BTCA, commissioned and launched the diagnostic study to measure country's baseline state of the shift from cash to electronic payments using the best available data. Today, Mr. Chairman, we are gathered here to avail ourselves of the highlights of this study. It is my hope that recommendations in this report will enable government to develop a roadmap that will quicken our transition from cash to a cash-light economy, or to a no-cash economy. It is worth noting that government is very, very keen on developing an informal sector pension scheme under a fully-fledged digitized payment system. We believe our collaboration with the Alliance will enable us to be exposed to other countries' experience and information sharing initiatives on the subject. Mr. Chairman, according to a research report of, I don't know if I should mention their names because they used to be a competitor. Anyway, research report of Goldman Sachs, one of the three emerging trends in the financial world is the payment revolution. It says that the drivers that are changing the way we make payments are technology, regulations, demography, and international factors. The payments landscape in Ghana is no exception to these trends. What we require as a country are the regulatory focus, or is the regulatory focus on creating robust payments infrastructure, technology-enabled solutions that need to be available on millions of handheld devices, a digitally literate populace, an evolving payments marketplace with new players and existing players riding on an enhanced culture of innovation. These will create solutions that are made in Ghana and made for Ghana. For digital financial services to reach all segments of society, Mr. Chairman, interoperability is a key and critical ingredient to evolving larger payment ecosystems. The Ghana Interbank Payment and Settlement Systems, KIPS, today provides the largest interoperable domestic network for multiple services and provides interoperability as the core service to the community. I think I also would like to also mention the importance of having a national ID program where everybody has an ID, hopefully with a chip on it that could have or contain and keep information. And also associated with that would be a digital or an address system that is easy to do use and locate people. And those are two of the initiatives that our government is very keen on, and the Vice President launched and has committed everybody to ensuring that we have a digital address system launched, I think, next month, and IDs distributed by the end of next year to all. I really am looking forward to that day because I think that is a game changer on so many fronts. The way forward. Mr. Chairman, the government of Ghana is determined to harness the benefits of digitization by developing a nationally inclusive digital payments ecosystem where everyone can make and receive payments digitally. Government is taking the lead in this process by digitizing its payments in order to bolster the effectiveness of fiscal operations, improve security of the government transactions, eliminate waste and leakages through a stronger transaction audit drill, and hopefully allow my salary to be paid. Something. While Ghana has built the necessary ingredients to transform to a cash-light economy, the government recognizes the need to bring together the private and public sectors, as well as our development partners, to come out with a common approach to scaling up digitization in the country. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage this gathering to make contributions that will enable government to develop a Ghana cash-light roadmap and initiate policy actions that will digitize supplies to small merchant payments in fast-moving consumer goods value chain, accelerate the transition to digital payments across all economic sectors, speed up policy and regulation creation that accelerates digital payments, and digitize basic services, public utilities, fees, and fines. I'd like to say at this juncture that we as a government are really committed to this cash-light society and a payment solution. We are 100% behind it and will provide all the support that is required to make sure that it happens and it happens for us. Mr. Chairman, I would like to wish Better Than Cash Alliance, the FSD of the Ministry of Finance, and the payments community all the very best in the quest to shape future of the financial sector towards a cash-like Ghana through building an enabling digital payment system. Thank you for your attention.